This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, we're up to Simon Yud Halacha Yud Aleph. Says the Mechaber, Sudar, a handkerchief or some sort of scarf, Shenoisin Halat Savar, that is put around the neck by Malchus Eretz Yisrael in the land, in sort of amongst royalty in Eretz Yisrael, Shenikra Ba'arvi Shid, in Arabic it's called a Shid, V'chein Buka, and so to a Buka Shahinoisin Besfarad al Kasfehem. In Spain, they would put this over their shoulders. Paturim, these particular items of clothing are part of from tzitzit. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Yud Aleph, Sifkot in Lamed Aleph. Paturim, af shohaya machazik oiso chaticha ka'amo kamasayim. Even though these clothes are actually of shi'ur, of a shir, of an amo or amasayim, and it's enough to cover the head and the body, the majority of the body of a child. They are still potter from sitzis. Check out, look further into the bir halacha. It's a very interesting bir halacha. Take a look at bir halacha, dibah hamaschil sudar shenoisnin paturim, which in my version is at the bottom of the previous page. I'm a Mishnah Berurah. V'hatam l'zeh kosov habeis Yosef, she'ika havos hasudarim hohei mitchila, hu kadei lishatef bohem svivus harosh. These clothings, these items of clothing, their main function is to put them around the head, b'pnei hakor, to protect from cold, v'lasos al tzel harosh bizman hachoyim, or to protect the head from the heat, and to give some sort of shade. V'gam l'chasos bo harosh b'chatzichos habeged b'eishu ol likris b'torah, or to put something over your head when a person gets an aliyah for the Torah. V'lochein, af sherov hayom hu b'mavir al aguf, so even though the majority of the day it's over the body, shuv havelei ksus roish apotah. However, it is treated as a ksus roish, as a clothing for the head, and therefore they're potter from sitzis. V'oid yesh loyman, furthermore one can say, she'ika havos hasudorim hohem hu lishtamish bohem lekam advarim. The main function of these sudorim, of these scarves, head chiefs, whatever you want to call them, used for different functions. For example, lachgar bohem, to wear when you're doing some sort of heavy carrying, or to wipe your hands, or to sort of count, also to use money, to tie money, and to carry money in them, or to bring fruit. You're using them as a bag. You sort of put fruit in there or money in there, and you tie it up and you can carry it, or to wipe away the sweat. It's got different functions. Even there you get benefit in the heat, to protect from the heat, and you're protecting, you're sort of sheltering from the rain during the rainy time. Since that is not its primary function, lo chashiva, it's not called chashiv, a significant usage of this beged, and therefore velo korina shetachasebo, it's not, you haven't fulfilled the requirement that you've used this garment to cover you. It's used for different functions, and it's not a proper beged which requires tzitzis. V'lezeh hatam, and for this last reason, mashma, sheheskimu hamogen Avram v'hagro shehetiku bivurom, who bring this in their commentaries. Well, afizeh nira, says the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, and therefore it appears bimkomenu, in our places, shenispashet mechodosh gamkein lahalos kmin chaticha gadola, that the minhag has become more prevalent, says the Chofetz Chaim in his time, to put a piece of this material shel amo, an amo wide, v'yoser. Alak sofaim, you put it over your shoulders. Ve'im bozeh shum tam me'ele hatamim kfi yodolonu, and it's worn as some sort of extended scarf, and it's not used for any of the reasons we mentioned above. Therefore, shechayev besitzis. In that situation, it should be chayev in sitzis. Ach leta'amim acherim shehevi beis Yosef, for the other reasons brought in the Beis Yosef, to efshad the dafka derech levisha velo halo, it's only yoni chayv and sitzis if it's worn derech levisha as a beged, as a piece of clothing, and not just to put on top of your head or shoulders. O mishum de inarak lekovod velo mpnei akor vachom, or it's considered an ornament of dignity, and not really to protect you from the elements. Efshad deyesh lahaka, one could be makel and not require sitzis on them. Ach harbe cholkim aleilu hatamim, many argue with these reasons. Kumavu bebeis Yosef bedarki moishal kein, Yirei Shemayim yase keren achas agula. Therefore, Yirei Shemayim, who wants to avoid all possible doubts, he should just round off one corner, and then for sure it's not chayv in tzitzis. So that's an important bihalacha regarding the halacha yud aleph. Halacha yud beis, sif yud beis. Malbushim sheba mitzrayim, clothes in Egypt, hanikroim guchash, which is known as guchash, v'chein mantigi, these are different names which are not familiar to me, at least, and to us nowadays, v'chein mantigi, v'dulamish, v'kapantish, upindish, sheba togarma, I think that's Turkey. Even though these items of clothing have four corners, peturim, they are exempt from tzitzis. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah in a minute. For who adin malbushim shel galilos bnei Ashkenaz u'Sfarad, and so too the clothes in Germany in Sfarad, hoil ve'ein kanfeim asuim sheyu shnayim lifneim v'shnayim lachareihim mechuvonim zu keneged zu peturim. Since these clothes are not meant to have two corners at the front and two corners at the back, which are aligned, they are exempt from tzitzis. Now, we'll take a look at the Mishnah Berurah. This will explain it, and this will answer a question that we were asked after the shiur yesterday. Someone had a cardigan, a sweater, where it had a zip up at the front, and it was square corners. And really, you undo the zip, and you've got a four-cornered garment. How does that work? What about a kapota? So we're going to deal with this in the Mishnah Berurah. Take a look at Yud Beis, Sifkot and Lamed Hay in the Mishnah Berurah. Afa pishi yesh lahem, atam ayim bebeis Yosef, in the reason given in the Beis Yosef, hoyel Lamed Vav, tihine, bebeis Yosef, habeis Yosef kosev, yesh ledakdek b'malbushim shelonu. One has to sort of explore our clothes. She yesh lahem shtei knofes, they've got two corners, somach letzavar, close to the neck, ushtei knofes somach le'oretz, and two corners which are close to the ground. Why don't we put tzitzis on those? Imagine like a long jacket. So you could have, if it was square at the top, so it comes to a point over here, and it comes to a point on the other side, and you've got the corners at the bottom. L'chora, presumably, that is a four-cornered garment. Why, says the Mishnah Berurah, do we not put tzitzis on those? Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'tiritz alzeh kama tirutzim. There are many answers for this. V'docha oisom hadarki Moshe, and the darki Moshe rejects them. V'omar hu tam leminhag, that is the tam, and he gives the tam for the minhag as follows. T'me'achad the mitzvah tzitzis hu lechatchila, sheyach zishtayim lefono v'shtayim le'achrof. Since the mitzvah of tzitzis lechatchila is to have two of the corners at the front of you and two behind you. Imagine a person wearing a talus. You've got two corners the front in front of you and two corners behind you. But these clothes, all four corners are in front of you. You can't wear them any other way. Ein chayov in besitzis, therefore they are not chayv in sitzis. V'zeo mashakos of hoyel ve'ein kanfeim asuyim. That's what the Ramah means. That's what the Ramah means when he says hoyel ve'ein kanfeihim asuyim sheyushnayim lifneihim ushnayim lachareihim. That's what he's getting at. Because these clothes, you haven't got two at the front and two corners at the back, therefore they're not mechuyv and tzitzis. So malbish shekorin rak, a malbish which is called a rock, the Targum says some sort of me'il, some sort of coat, shemechuba lemalach hatichas beged murbas umanach al kseifu me'achorov, which, as he describes, is a piece of cloth, a four-cornered piece of cloth, and it's put over your shoulders from the back, shekorin kolna, which the Targum translates as savoron, some sort of scarf, posha to the potter, that's for sure going to be exempt. That's like a scarf that you wrap around your neck. Shehari letzad maile in leknofos, because it hasn't got proper corners, rak kanfos hakolna hamunochim ksas me'achorov, just the corners of the scarf which are put around the neck, that's not really considered a proper beged in this respect. Ve'ein ze karnas, those are not corners of a beged that require tzitzis. Hel ve'ein hashene karnas shemachorov mechuvonos neged hapnim shelefonov, because you haven't got two corners at the back and two corners at the front, that's not how you wear a scarf. Ad kan loshen hadarki Moshe. That is the words of the Darki Moshe. Because of Hamogen Avraham, Ya'an shehalocha zu refefes b'dei ha-goinim. Since this halacha is weak in the hands of the goinim, v'lo motzu tam nochen, and they struggle to find a real reason, ki gam al tam Darki Moshe yesh lefakfek harbe, even for the rationale of the Darki Moshe, which we just mentioned, you can question that, k'me shekosu ha-primer godim, like the primer godim does, al kein yirei shemayim yaseh keren achas agula. The best solution is, yirei shemayim, a God-fearing person, should round off one of the corners, and then for sure that is exempt from tzitzis. Commercial cost based also b'shem azakenim. V'chein das ha-primogodim, or shari achronim, and that is the opinion of the primogodim and other achronim. For over prat b'yomenu, and certainly nowadays, ba'os ha-begodim, she-noagu me-chodosh la-sus on pasuach, Me'achoreihem, that's nowadays closed, says the Chofetz Chaim, which are open on the back. Imagine there's like a split at the back of the kapota, of the frock or whatever, the back of the jacket. Vuha beged hanikra kapota, that is a beged, that is an item of clothing which is called a kapota, which he says beged elyon, like a coat. He puts in brackets in the targum at the bottom of frak. Umotzu hu kama pa'omim she'rabe pasuach. Imagine like a Rosh Hashiva's jacket, a long coat. He's got a split, a sort of up the sides, at the back, in the middle. So therefore, you've got four corners, and therefore you've got a problem because you've got four corners: two at the front, two at the back. And therefore, according to the rationale of the Darkei Moshe, you should be chayv in tzitzis, because the two corners at the front align to the two corners at the back. If someone wants to exempt himself from tzitzis to avoid any possible doubt, just make sure you round off one of those corners, and then you'll be potter from tzitzis. Like we said previously in Sif Tes, and better still to round off two further corners, kadesh tishoe rak bas shalosh, that it would only have three ki'atahu bas shisha, because really you've got six corners now, and therefore if you round off two more, you're going to have three which are rounded off, and therefore you definitely haven't got a problem of tzitzis. Let's just finish off lamed zayin. This is going on the Mechaber, which says shnaim lifneim and shnaim lachoreihem. Says the Mishnah Berurah, mizeh haloshen nimshach shkogo leizanoshen. Because of this expression, some people make a mistake. Shemekapvin chelek echod me'atalis me'oid. They fold over the talis atshinase dak until it becomes quite thin. Ve'ein mechase klal rak hatzavar. And you're wearing it like a scarf. You roll up the talus and you're wearing it like a scarf. Ve'kavnosim sheshnei sitzis lachareim mamish al kasfehim. And it's the idea is it's literally over their shoulders. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Ve'ein zeh mechut min hamufcha." That is not ideal at all. Dimkein ein kan kisui guf ela kisui roish, because that's not a covering of the body; it's a covering of the head. The yoyis satoiv k'minach ha-togarmim, and better to follow the minach of the togarmim, which I think that was the what we mentioned in the Mechaber, which is the Turkish. I think it's Turkish people. Shahayad mafsekes bechatzi hatalas ba'ifin shemishnei hatodin ye'echod me'asitzis lefonov v'chelik la'achorov v'tzodin lefonov la'achorov nami mikri lefonov la'achorov lochein dai behefsek hayad. Therefore, you've got the hands coming through, and that is considered a hefsek. You've got some at the front. You've got chatzi talas ba'ifin. You've got two at the front. Shemishnei hatodin. Then the tzodin de lefonov v'la'achrov nami mikri lefonov v'la'achrov, and then it's called in front of you, behind you, and therefore dai behefsek hayad, the gap of your hands through it is sufficient. Okay, so there we have it, the kapota. That if a person, the best eitzah for these things is to round off the corners, which I think is in fact what you can sometimes see with some of them. You round off one corner and then you are exempt for the chiyuv of tzitzis in that situation. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll carry on Simon Yud Aleph regarding the actual strings of...
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.